Hi, I'm Taryn Kloth.
And I'm Kristen Nuss, and you are listening to the USA Volleyball Show.
City, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is the USA Volleyball Show, and here are your hosts, Clarence Hughes and Stephen Munson.
I was going to spin around in my chair, but cord didn't really work out too. Anyways, everyone, what's up? Welcome to special episode number 85 and three quarters. Look who's joined with me to my left here.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Steven.
Back for the special episode. I'm excited to be here. Mm-hmm. As we've talked about before, one of my favorite weekends at USA Volleyball. Volleypalooza.
Dramatic effect pause there.
I can just see the SpongeBob meme.
12 hours later.
No, this is fun. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Excited to see everybody, too. Excited to see all the athletes. Things are getting kicked off today.
Let's pause there. How have you been? What have you been up to? Let's go there. This is turning into your interview now.
There we go. It's going great. Yeah. Tyler is six months old now.
Wow.
Time is just flying.
Time's flying. Hair is getting chopped off.
That's right. Just, yeah. You know, he started pulling my hair. So that's when I had to let it go. And I think that's just, you know, just part of fatherhood too. You chop all your hair
just
off.
Let it go.
You grow the dad stash and then you chop all your head off.
But dad stash and chopping the hair off.
But no, it's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time. I'm excited I get this time with him. It's definitely tough, challenging. You know, getting up with him at 3 a.m. and I'm up for the day. That's a little hard, but
I was just about to call you. I was just being so excited to sleep, get some sleep over
I know,
here.
I'm here for two nights and I can't wait to sleep. You asked me, what am I doing anything after this?
I was like, hey, you busy afterwards too?
I'm going to sleep.
Catching up on sleep. That's what we're doing here.
No, but it's good. I'm having a lot of fun and yeah, like I said, it's just, you know, this time only happens once in his life. And I'm excited that I get that time with him.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You got to, you know, send us some pictures and stuff. Update the gram more, you know?
I've been doing it every month, but maybe I should do it every
twice a month.
Maybe twice a month.
Forward here. That's your new schedule. All right. Come on, social media.
I got some great pictures. I'll show you later. Okay. For sure.
All right. For sure.
But yeah, no, excited to be here this weekend. This is a lot of fun. How have you been? How are things going? I've checked in on the pod. You've been flying solo for a few episodes. Sorry about that.
All good. You know, way to be selfish and think of your family. Wow, we got a podcast to run here. No, I'm just kidding.
But you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Same old for me. Mm-hmm. You know, Curtis is doing a lot of work on his end. And shout out to Curtis Ward there for, you know, all the legwork he puts in for the podcast alone.
Yeah.
On top of everything he does regularly there too. So just want to make sure, give you that quick shout out there. But again, same old for me. And we had Salt Lake City 18s last year. Wow, excuse me. A couple weeks ago, I believe. Yeah. And we, you know, had a very successful event. You know, a lot more teams than we had last year as well too. And the growth is going to be the same for bigger Salt Lake heading into the beginning of April. Those first two weekends. But just been traveling, you know, either traveling for work or traveling for club. My boys team is on a break right now, so they're going into their high school seasons.
Nice.
And I don't have to drive to Littleton every other every Monday and
That's
Wednesday.
A win. Mm-hmm.
Do I miss them? Absolutely too. But I will also
we'll see them later.
Appreciate saving some gas money.
See them in a couple months.
Yeah, but then again, we got my girls team too. So yeah.
Congratulations on that win recently.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Local tournament.
Yeah, we won that power, our first one of the season, which is good. And then we're still in Division One going into this weekend. We actually have a power over at the courts up in Denver. If you guys are around, come by and stop by. Just kidding. Probably won't even listen to this in time. We'll have that. Josie's TCV team is also in our same division, different pool. Oh, nice. So we might play them in our crossover. So she's going to be
Springs rivalry there.
I know. A little interesting there too. And then also shout out to Josie Russell, who took on Salt Lake City 18s as a tournament director. That was her first event that she ran start to finish. And she did a phenomenal job there too. So I want to make sure to give her a shout out there. And then
congratulations, Josie.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I feel like I'm rambling, so I'm gonna stop and kind of circle back to, you know, the open program. It's always good. I can't wait for, you know, the waves to start there. I'm gonna try to hang around and, you know, get some work done while I'm here, but also, you know, take a look at some of the you know, athletes in the town that are out there too, because it's a very special weekend for sure.
Yeah, a lot of great athletes, a lot of great coaches too, from across the collegiate landscape. Volleypalooza, this is, you know, this is the one of the best weekends with USA Volleyball, and you can feel the energy, and even just talking to our special guest here that we're about to listen in on the interview for, just the energy that she talked about too, to the atmosphere. She never participated in this program. It was, you know, tryout back then when she was doing it, but she can definitely feel it when she's walking around campus here, and you know, no better place to do it than the Olympic and Paralympic Training Center here in Colorado Springs.
I know. But I think before we jump into, you know, introducing today's guest, let's go ahead and get into news with Hughes. All right, that was easy, nice and easy. Open program is all we have.
One thing going on this week, so we already talked about it.
One thing nice and easy too. So yeah, that was easy.
All right. Well, yeah, like I mentioned before, we have a special episode today, a special release episode for this weekend. We have 3-time Olympian, Olympic gold medalist.
Not two, not three. Remember that?
Friend of the pod. Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Remember that. friend of the pod, Jordan Larson, joining us today. She's got a tight schedule today. She's flying out later this afternoon, but we were able to fit in 15 minutes and chat with her, catch up and, you know, learn about what she's looking forward to this year, but also just her feelings, you know, being here, talking to the younger athletes, the next generation of athletes coming up in the USA Volleyball pipeline. So I think that's enough from us. Let's just kick it off. Here's Jordan. Jordan, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us here at the 2024 U.S. Women's National Team Open Program. This is one of my favorite events, and I'm actually here for the weekend off parental leave.
Yeah.
Temporarily off parental leave, but one of my favorite events. What do you think of the atmosphere so far being here?
It's awesome. Just seeing the girls around, you can feel the energy, and I don't know. I was telling some of the coaches, is you forget, like, when you walk in the building, like, how much, I don't know, when you just see, like, the Olympic rings, and like, when you're not around that every day, it's like, oh wow, it's really special. So I think for them to be able to experience that and what it means to walk in, and it's really surreal at times. So I'm really excited for them, and I hope they just cherish this experience. And again, a lot of great coaches here too, so soaking up all the knowledge they can while they're here.
Awesome.
What are some of your favorite memories from, you know, participating in the Open program?
Actually, I don't think I've ever was ever here, to be honest. I did kind of come out in tryout basis. We did like a high school, I was kind of trying to remember this the last time I was here. We did a high school week when I was obviously in high school we trained with the national team, and oh my gosh, it was one of the hardest weeks of my life. I still have a little PTSD from that, but it was awesome. And obviously being back in the facility is great, and around other Olympic athletes as well. It's really cool.
So was with you this morning.
Yep.
You were getting some reps in you're in Olympic City, USA. You might as well get some reps.
Might as well get some training. Center, right? I'm here for 24 hours. Less than 24 hours.
The whole staff is here. Might as well.
Right? Exactly.
How's training been going, you know, today and then, you know, the last couple of weeks too?
Yeah, my path is a little bit different than maybe others. Obviously just trying to really make sure that I'm healthy first and foremost, and strong, and just kind of getting volleyball when I can. And I'm really grateful for Karch and the staff for trusting in me and letting me kind of do this hybrid of coaching and playing. And but training's been going well. I feel really, really good still, and just really blessed to, I don't know, wake up every day and get to play the sport I love. So I'm grateful.
I feel like that's a dangerous soundbite to put out there. Jordan Larson feeling really good.
I know. But it's crazy. Like, as you get older, you're like, oh, you know, you wake up, aches and pains, and then you get out there and you're like, man, I still love the sport. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I feel very lucky.
You have some personal goals you kind of have set out for yourself going into this year?
Yeah, just trying to, again, maintain health and kind of where can I find edges here and there. And I still enjoy watching a lot of volleyball, so I'm watching a lot of our girls overseas and taking a lot of notes and knowledge of what they're learning, and then how I can apply myself. And but I think the best me is figuring out, you know, food, nutrition, all that stuff, hydration, sleep quality, all those things can definitely increase for me. So really just trying to get really specific on all those things and try the best I can. So, but as you get older, it gets harder. We'll tell you that.
Good to hear the love is still there.
Exactly.
You said you're watching a lot of volleyball, watching your teammates play overseas.
Yep.
Are are you paying close attention to the U.S. pro leagues coming up? You know, Athletes Unlimited, Pro Volleyball Federation.
Yeah, definitely. It's really cool. Obviously, now being in Nebraska and seeing the Supernovas and breaking records for, you know, attendance. Yeah. And it just goes to show like how much the sport is growing, and really grateful for people investing. And I'm really excited to see how the landscape's going to keep changing. Obviously, you're going to add Love here in a couple months. And I'm just really grateful that people see what a product it can be and is. So, and just, I there was actually a reel I watched this morning, a girl from, I think she played for Alabama, and I don't think it was actually, it was like North Alabama. I can't remember the actual team. Anyways, but maybe her trajectory, she would have tried to play pro a couple years and then maybe just was chosen not to. And now we're giving these girls opportunities to play, and maybe their cap isn't where it was in college. You know, you never know where you're going to peak. And so I'm really cool. It's really cool to see like just opportunities given to these girls that maybe wouldn't be here. So I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have any other words of advice or maybe just kind of leeway going into, you know, more opportunities to play either professionally here or overseas based off of, you know, maybe what choices you may have or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like, don't let circumstances determine, like outweigh like your ability to love the game. I think sometimes when you have challenges, you know, living conditions or dealing with people, I think there's always opportunities to learn. And so kind of whatever situation you choose to be in. And I do think even overseas, like I'm grateful that I have the perspective that I do of places that I've lived and places that I, you know, played. And, I don't know. I just think there's always a lesson to be learned regardless of the situation you're in. And I think that there's a lot of people that still love the game. It's just circumstances determine their decision process. So I just would really encourage them to think hard about how much they do love it and how hard they're willing to kind of sacrifice in areas that maybe, you know, at the end though, they're actually learning a lesson, you know?
Speaking of just, you know, opportunities for these athletes to play on U.S. soil, there's a couple opportunities for the U.S. women's national team to host events on U.S. soil leading up to the Paris Games. What excites you about that? Do you look forward to playing in front of American fans?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I wasn't playing in VNL last year, but I was still present down in Texas, and the crowd there was amazing. And just to see the people show up and then to be able to play in front of that before we head into Paris. And I think what's going to be interesting about this Olympic Games that was different than Tokyo is we're going to have an audience, you know, and like that. That's there's really something cool to be said about that and the distraction that it takes. And I think if we can kind of prep for what that's going to look like, I think that's going to help us immensely. So we know we still have a long way to go as a team, but I'm confident then we're going to take each opportunity with stride. Mm-hmm.
Let's circle back into dive a little bit into, you know, your coaching past season as well over at Nebraska. Can you talk about how the season, you know, went? I mean, pretty great run, you know, a lot of noise in the tournament there too, but can you touch a little bit on that?
Yeah. I just feel so grateful to be back, obviously back home and being around family and friends. And from a personal side, it's been great. And then also just being around the program again, you know, you've been away from it for so long. Some things have changed, some things haven't changed, and kind of understanding where I fit in and how I can add the most value. But we just have a great group of girls and really talented, obviously, as you could tell, and obviously bittersweet ending how it went. But again, I think that oftentimes people define success on, you know, the trophy at the end, and don't get me wrong, it is, but I think that this is a good lesson for us. You know, I think that Texas played unbelievably well, and sometimes you have to give credit to the opponent, and they earned it. And I think we have to build our, as Sue likes to call it, our callus, and keep getting tougher and stronger and bigger moments, you know. But it shouldn't change, right? Your performance shouldn't change regardless of the situation. But at that age, it's kind of hard to determine that. So,
You're a 3-time Olympian, alum with Nebraska. What do you think you bring to that program, just being on the sideline with them?
Yeah, I think just like a overall awareness of like, hey, I've been in your shoes. I know what it feels like. I know what it takes. Now it's hard to remember. I was like, this is a long time ago, but you know, like there's times that I'm like, hey, I've been in it, and I know the hard, and just kind of teaching them that it's okay, and to give themselves grace, like when times are harder. But in general, like they can do it, you know. And I think anybody can do it, just based off mindset. So, again, I'm just really fired up for the girls and they're just awesome people too, right? I think sometimes you can have a lot of talent and maybe it doesn't always match off the court, but really, really good kids.
So what made you want to start coaching?
I think the sport has given me so much. And when I think about all the people that have influenced my in my life have been coaches and family, right, obviously. And so now I'm like, I have a ton of tools of what I like from coaches, what maybe what I didn't like, or how I want to try to approach it. And so I still know I have a lot to learn, but I'm really excited to learn more and keep evolving as a person. But ultimately, I just love the relationship building and getting to know them and what are they really into volleyball, or is it just something that they do? And if that's the case, then kind of having the conversation of, okay, well, then how can we find different solutions? So I like the relational piece and what that is.
Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us. You got a tight schedule. Yeah.
thanks for your patience.
Yeah. Any last words you want to say just before we let you go here?
Yeah. Thank you guys for just continuing to putting the time in to interview all of us and just growing the sport, right? Like, I know it can be tedious at times, I'm sure, but we're grateful and just thank you for investing in us.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for making time.
Absolutely. Thanks for squeezing me.
Feels good to be back on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good to be back on the mic. Not only a 3-time Olympian, but also,
more importantly, I think this is the most important accolade you're about to call out.
Our first 3-time podcast guest.
Boom.
Super friend of the pod. We need t-shirts. Super friend of the pod t-shirts. so awesome. Always great to catch up with Jordan. She's so great. She was so nice. She'd been working through her court training, her on-court training. Then she hit the weight room. She had a very tight schedule. But she wanted like,
I got cardio, guys. I'm trying.
Her cardio was running around trying to get to this interview. No, but she really wanted to be here to do this interview with us. Mm-hmm. And really appreciate her taking the time to do that. And always just great to catch up with her. Yeah. And she's awesome to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Great to see, she's at Nebraska doing some great things at her alma mater.
Yep.
Really great words of advice for, those college athletes that are transitioning into their professional careers. There's a lot of avenues and a lot of opportunities here in the States. And I think I appreciate her just saying, take the time to make the right decision for yourself and, weigh all those options. And, as every day goes by, the process to, playing professionally, I don't want to say it gets easier, but there are more avenues for you to continue your career. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope the Nebraska athletes are taking advantage of Jordan Larson being on the sideline with them, because I mean, what better person, alum, Nebraska legend, the crowd goes nuts whenever she's visiting there in Lincoln.
Absolutely.
And
we tried to say hi when we were at ABCA, but she was a little wrapped up in coaching.
Yep,
it was funny.
Yep.
But
yeah. And speaking of that, the national championship, not the result that they wanted, but a great season overall. And
they have a very young team.
And she mentioned, drawing back from her own experience too, this is, a building moment for them.
Yeah.
And they're only going to get better because of it.
They've made some pretty significant moves in the transfer portal, as it is as well. So you guys are already a very stacked and strong and talented Nebraska team, so I can't wait to watch them again next season.
It was cool to hear her talk about the pro leagues too coming
Absolutely.
Up and with her experience with Athletes Unlimited, she has that, and then just kind of talking about her experience overseas and what it looked like back then when she was coming out of college and what it looks like now with just all the opportunities that all the collegiate athletes who are coming out of college have. They have opportunities if they want to stay here in the U.S., stay close to family. They have those opportunities with these three leagues too. So, but then also they can go overseas and get that same experience too. So.
Absolutely. The possibilities are starting to become endless, which is really good. But I mean, just to wrap things up here, just want to again say a huge thank you to Jordan for making and taking the time out of that super busy schedule to interview with us and, just be a part of this special episode.
Yeah. And then, look out for the U.S. Women's National Team hosting a couple events this summer.
Oh, yes.
So look out for that as they prepare for Paris, too. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, that does it here. Wrap things up for here for this special episode.
Should I see if I can rememberize. All right. Listeners, remember, you can rate, review this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends, families, aunts, brothers, sisters, and loved ones. It helps podcasts grow, especially for these special episodes that we have right here, too. If you guys have any feedback, concerns, comments, or you want to hear about an episode that you would like to, you know, hear about topic wise, email us at theusavshow@usav.org. With the exception of this special episode, new episodes drop every other week. And until then, we're the official podcast of
USA Volleyball.
I'm just kidding. They're expensive mics, so we'll never drop it.
This has been the USA Volleyball Show with Clarence Hughes and Stephen Munson. It's produced by Curtis Ward. Our content producer is Laura Fawcett. Our marketing lead is Bree Jaycox. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate and review. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the USA Volleyball Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.